理课堂听 class.com。
Mr. Poe frowned and coughed into his handkerchief. Well, that's a surprising request, he said, but I suppose that can be arranged. Now, children, please go to your new home while I make the final arrangements with Captain Sham. Perhaps we'll have time for breakfast tomorrow before I head back to the city.
Please, Violet cried. Please, won't you listen to us? Please, Klaus cried. Please, won't you believe us?
Sunny did not say anything. Sunny had not said anything for a long time, and if her siblings hadn't been so busy trying to reason with Mr. Poe, they would have noticed that she wasn't even looking up to watch everyone talking. During this whole conversation, Sunny was looking straight ahead, and if you are a baby, this means looking at people's legs. The leg she was looking at was Captain Sham's. She wasn't looking at his right leg, which was perfectly normal, but at his peg leg. She was looking at the stump of dark polished wood, attached to his left knee with a curved metal hinge, and concentrating very hard. It may surprise you to learn that at this moment, Sunny resembled the famous Greek conqueror, Alexander the Great. Alexander the Great lived more than 2,000 years ago, and his last name was not actually the Great. The Great was something that he forced people to call him by bringing a bunch of soldiers into their land and proclaiming himself king. Besides invading other people's countries and forcing them to do whatever he said, Alexander the Great was famous for something called the Gordian Knot. The Gordian Knot was a fancy knot tied in a piece of rope by a king named Gordius. Gordius said that if Alexander could untie it, he could rule the whole kingdom. But Alexander, who was too busy conquering places to learn how to untie knots, simply drew his sword and cut the Gordian Knot in two. This was cheating, of course, but Alexander had too many soldiers for Gordius to argue, and soon everybody in Gordium had to bow down to you-know-who the Great. Ever since then, a difficult problem can be called a Gordian knot, and if you solve the problem in a simple way, even if the way is rude, you are cutting the Gordian knot. The problem the Baudelaire orphans were experiencing could certainly be called a Gordian knot, because it looked impossible to solve. The problem, of course, was that Captain Sham's despicable plan was about to succeed, and the way to solve it was to convince Mr. Poe of what was really going on. But with Aunt Josephine thrown in the lake, and her note a ruined lump of wet paper, Violet and Klaus were unable to convince Mr. Poe of anything. Sunny, however, stared at Captain Sham's peg leg and thought of a simple, if rude, way of solving the problem. As all the taller people argued and paid no attention to Sunny, the littlest Baudelaire crawled as close as she could to the peg leg, opened her mouth, and bit down as hard as she could. Luckily for the Baudelaires, Sunny's teeth were as sharp as the sword of Alexander the Great, and Captain Sham's peg leg split right in half with a crack that made everybody look down. As I'm sure you've guessed, the peg leg was fake, and it split open to reveal Captain Sham's real leg, pale and sweaty from knee to toes. But it was neither the knee nor the toes that interested everyone. It was the ankle, for there, on the pale and sweaty skin of Captain Sham, was the solution to their problem. By biting the peg leg, Sunny had cut the Gordian knot, for as the wooden pieces of fake peg leg fell to the floor of Damocles' dock, everyone could see a tattoo of an eye.